you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think about this as a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not awfully disgusting in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Tuesday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, hurtling at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, US of A. It's a few minutes after 2 p.m. here on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in out east. If it ain't that time, then perhaps you are listening to us as a rerun here on the Crab Diving Network 24/7. Or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at crabdiving.com, however you receive us. We appreciate the hell out of it. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours. Sorry about the opening. My headphones were not hooked up. We couldn't hear, so that's why we cut in a little late. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. Welcome to the show. It's the shit show.
It's the
is
shit
it just
is
a
it
show.
The shit show?
No,
too?
Not at all. I'm kidding.
Thanks for it.
There's no shit involved.
Well, there will save your opinion until a little bit later. We got some stories of right wing nut jobbery, assholery,
scatological,
bat shittery.
Oh, yes.
And all kinds of stuff going on. I think there's an election going on, I hear.
Yeah.
And there's primaries. It's another super duper tuper Tuesday.
Are the Republicans just little babies?
Yes.
I mean, don't they sound like whiny little assholes?
Yes. But in which specific manner are you speaking?
Oh, I don't know, man. The John Kasich, Ted Cruz thing.
Right.
I've been bitching about, oh, I'm not supporting him. Don't vote for him here, but vote for me there.
People are confused, not surprisingly, that Kasich, I guess, kind of came out and said, well, don't vote for me in Indiana because, you know, he and Ted Cruz held hands. And
yes.
Decided to dance together and provide mutual reach arounds and try to defeat the Trump. And they the plan was that Ted, doing better in Indiana, would go and, you know, dance on the pole there. And that Kasich would go to a couple other states, I think Oregon and one other, where kind of the delegates equal, the two states together equal Indiana's delegates. And basically they're just trying to make sure that Trump gets as few as possible. So they're kind of ceding state to the other one. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
I get it.
But then,
wow.
Kasich was trying to, they're trying to pretend like they're not doing it. And
it's so dumb.
And Kasich came out and said, well, I'm not going to tell people not to vote for me. If they want to in Indiana.
Why aren't they just honest and say what everybody knows is going on? The Republicans don't want Trump to be the president. That's all.
On MSNBC, they were interviewing a Kasich toady in Indiana. And they said, he said he's already voted. And they said, oh, who did you vote for? And he's like, well, I'm not going to say. But it became obvious through questioning that he voted for Cruz. So he's like, but I'm not going to tell people who to vote for.
Ooh, look at me.
I'm not going to tell people. I just want to make sure that people know that
yes.
The best way to stop Trump is for Cruz to win Indiana and for Kasich to win those other two states.
But they aren't going to. Is the reality they aren't going to stop Trump and he's going to be the nominee unless some crazy shit happens?
Yeah, it's. I mean, just the numbers wise, we
yeah.
know that. You know, numbers and facts and science and shit ain't their strong suit.
No,
but,
not at all.
It's looking more and more likely that Donald it's going to be close, I think. But yeah, I think he'll have the first ballot. I think he'll have the 1237 to get the nomination. Which
oh
is
my God,
fucking awesome!
It's so funny. So what's I don't understand what the Republicans are going to do if he gets the nomination. Is that when they start supporting him, or are they going to throw their white weight behind some weird ass third party candidate?
Their ample girth.
Yes.
If he doesn't get it, who the fuck knows? I mean, it's quite obvious that the party itself, the hierarchy, doesn't want him to be the nominee because they know he'll lose. Even though they had that one poll that we talked about yesterday. Go to crabdiving.com, go to iTunes, go to Stitcher.
Oh, the one from Drudge?
Well, the one that was, it wasn't Drudge's poll, but yeah, they put the headline out.
Okay.
That the Donald was tied in one poll within, you know, 1 or 2 percentage points. So within the margin of error, basically tied with Hillary in a national poll, which is terrifying as fuck.
Oh, it is terrifying. I mean, if you vote for Donald Trump, what do you want the country to look like?
I mean, white and whiter.
That's right.
Today a whole bunch of states be voting, and I guess we'll have to find out tomorrow.
God, what fucking states are voting today? I don't even know.
I'm not 100% sure either.
Honestly, I'm looking it up.
It's a few. There's a couple of states that are voting today. Primary.
Sorry, I mean,
we have Connecticut, yay, Delaware, Maryland, Pennsylvania, and Ryan's favorite state.
Yes.
The misnamed Rhode Island.
Oh, Rhodes voting. Great to hear from you. It's not even a fucking island,
you
man.
You refused to call it island, huh?
No, I thought for years it was an island, and I guess I'm stupid. I've never been there. Why the fuck would I go to Rhode Island anyway?
I understand. It's a lovely little state.
Have you been there? Do you have plans?
I've never been to Rhode Island. No, I have not.
You know who lives there? That Taylor Swift.
Really?
Doesn't she live there? I thought I saw a picture of her on a paddleboard in front of a Rhode Island estate somewhere.
That's nice.
Watch out for sharks.
There are, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 states voting tonight. East Coast primaries, they're calling them.
East Coast.
The big ones are Pennsylvania, Connecticut, and then, as they say in the New York Times, and 3 other states.
Yeah.
The headline, keep your eye on Pennsylvania and Connecticut, and these other 3 states.
You know, I don't think we should be focusing on or obsessing on whether Trump will win the nomination or not. We need to know why he appeals, this racist fucking asshole, appeals to so many people in America. I mean, it's terrifying, dude.
Everybody's mad about
what do we do about these assholes?
Well, it's the system. It's the economy. Let's sound like Sean Donovan here for a minute, the host of Democracy How.
Yes.
On the Crab Diving Number. It might be today, actually.
Immediately following this program at 4 p.m.
But, it's just the basic system that we've got that just, the top rich people are sucking the value and
sucky
out of the people and reaping benefits and profits while everybody else is kept in slave wages, basically.
Right. Now that sucks so fucking bad. Oh, well, I mean, what am I supposed to do about that?
And there's,
I'm just kidding.
That's what the Bernie's, the Bernie's platform and a little bit of Trump's platform. That's why there's that overlap.
A little bit.
Inexplicable overlap.
Is Trump for the racist Bernie supporter? Like, if you hate brown people, but like Bernie, Trump's your guy?
Libertarian.
Oh, God.
I think if you're more socially liberal, like, you don't give fuck all about gay marriage, you don't care about
fuck
abortion, etc. Some of those evangelical issues. But you're all taxes theft and shit that, which is retarded.
And you're racist.
Retarded, which is stupid.
Then
you can be racist and, the MRA guys.
Men's rights.
Men's rights advocates. I'd be willing to bet that a significant portion of them are wearing Make America Great Again hats.
Oh, absolutely. Sure. Oh, those are totally they're Trump supporters.
Oh, sure. All they care about is walking around like you got a big dick, and that means you're qualified for president. Terrifying.
Oh, yes.
It's just so sad that Obama is such an intellectual and...
Yeah.
You know, such a brainiac, and they want
this guy's a goof.
They want the guy from 300 with his nipples polished.
Ha 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 ha.
And his sword and his big shield screaming, let's kill him, let's kill him. And
do you think they like Trump?
Their panties get wet. What?
Because he's funny. You think some of those guys like Trump because he's funny? He's funny
well, he's
at his rallies.
Sure.
You know?
He's good at what he does. He's personable. He's an entertainer.
Yeah.
Ted Cruz couldn't be likable if you turned him into a blowjob.
Ha! Ha ha! How would you do that?
I don't know what that means.
You've been turned into a sexual act.
I was trying to think of something likable.
Yeah.
There's just nothing likable about Ted Cruz. It's so creepy.
I mean, if you vote for Ted Cruz, it seems like you're like a humorless, I don't know. You're just, what are those? A Puritan.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like if you sin, you find yourself locked in the stocks over the weekend and people throw tomatoes at your face.
Right. So we'll keep an eye out on the results from today's primaries in the Northeast. I'd like to travel to the Northeast sometime. That's the one part of the country that I have not really been to.
Right. I mean,
New York, well, a few times.
Isn't the internet good enough to go to Maine? I mean, just to Maine,
I'd like
really?
I'd like to see the states.
Hawaii
is one I really want to see.
Oh, yeah, I agree. But for the Northeast, just get an app.
Right.
You don't need to go there. Do you really want to go to Rhode?
Well, with virtual reality. Who gives a shit? God, I saw there's a new game coming out in virtual reality, and it's based on one of the horror movies. And it's basically you walking around this terrifying haunted house.
Oh, yeah.
And all kinds of creepy shit starts happening. And they filmed some, I forget what company, but it's an online, GameSpot or something like that.
Okay.
It was like one of the online magazines for games,
gamers. Yeah.
And they filmed the 7 or 8 different people from the staff.
Yes.
As they were playing the game. And a couple of them ended up on the floor in the fetal position where they were just terrified by what was going on. And it's cool because they could, as they were filming them live wearing the stupid headsets and carrying the shit, you could see what they saw up in the corner.
Okay.
The frontward view, kind of what they could see.
Oh, that's cool.
Instead of the 3D view. But this virtual reality shit, man, it's getting to the point where it's starting to become amazing.
Oh, that's awesome.
They're still having problems with a lot of people get sick.
What do you mean? Like
it throws off
sickness?
Well, yeah, it throws off your inner ear because you're not really moving. You know, I mean, if you're running through the countryside with your sword in virtual reality, you're still in your basement.
Oh, right, right.
So they've got to make it. There are a couple of systems where they hook you up to a treadmill or some shit like that.
Oh, yeah.
And you actually do run. That's fucking ridiculous.
That's awesome.
But for the most part, you have to do the motions with the hand controllers.
Can't you
so
take
that's where,
Dramamine?
But then your brain says, whoa, we're moving. But your body says, no, you're not, you asshole.
But you can't take Dramamine?
Well, I guess you could, yeah. Or wear one of those things on your wrist.
Oh, yeah.
That supposedly amazing. Works. That's crazy that... That pressure point on your wrist, it's even as, you know, I'm anti-pseudoscience, but that seems to have corroboration that for some reason that seems to work.
I'm touching my wrist right now. What am I?
I forget where
what
it
am
is.
I supposed to feel?
There's a thing that you,
something
you wear on your wrist that presses a pressure point, and it supposedly helps you keep from yakking your brains out
cool.
when you're motion sick. I used to get car sick a little bit, but one time I got seasick. And it was fucking awful.
Right, right.
Horrible. We were trapped. I was helping move someone's sailboat from, it doesn't matter, between two marinas.
Oh, yeah.
And
that's cool.
From Marina Del Rey here in Los Angeles down to Long Beach. And it was my manager's husband. And the engine cut out. And there was zero wind. So the engine didn't totally cut out, but it got bad enough to the point where we could just like troll, like, we should row faster. Uh-huh. So it took us forever. I mean, hours and hours to still get down there, just putting all the way down.
It's probably nice.
And so after a while, it finally got to me. I've been on boats before. It didn't usually get to me, but goddamn, when it hits you.
Oh yeah.
Woo, it was rough.
I love sailboats. It's
fun. It was cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we drove back.
Not as fun.
Not as fun. But not as long either. It took us like 7 hours to get down
Holy
to fucking Long
shit.
Beach. Going putt.
Oh,
putt.
My God.
So it was interesting. It was fun, though. Except for the yakking. I wasn't as bad as the other guy. There were three
throwing
of us.
Up.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that sounds like a horrible trip. Everybody's puking. And then you throw up over the side of the boat, and you're going so slow. It's like you just see.
Well, that
throw
was
up
the problem. It was so slow.
Yeah.
That we just felt everything on the boat. You know, so it was
there was
just
no
like,
wind. You couldn't sail.
There was no wind.
God,
it was so pathetic. Yeah. Very quiet afternoon out on the fucking day out on the
right
ocean. We can see what's going on in the headlines.
Yay!
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California. Dateline, April 26th, 2016.
The year of our Lord!
These are your headlines.
Fuck everyone!
No. Still, fuck viruses and other bugs that attack your immune system. Because goddamn, I don't know what this is or if it's allergies, but fuck it. That's all I gotta say.
Is it still getting you?
Yeah, annoying as hell.
No.
It's like a drippy cough is the problem.
I hate that. I've had that too. I'm slowly getting over it as well.
I think it might be a thing. I think it might have been a bug, a virus.
It's gross.
Here at Crab Diving Studios. Even the dog was sneezing. The headlines over at the Commie Pinko Liberal.
They
Huffington Post.
Fuck you, boy.
Says this cracks me up, and this shows you the fucked up system we have. This fucked up paradigm of if you're not rich, you're worthless, and. A prime example of this is everyone is losing their shit, Ryan.
Oh, okay.
Because apparently, the headline. This is the fucking headline at the HuffPo. There's Syrian kids getting acid dropped on them.
Is that true? Well, do they drop acid?
No. But gas.
I mean, not drop acid.
Probably, yeah. Maybe things would be better off if everyone
Absolutely.
Did. First time ever, iPhone sales drop.
Fuck you.
Oh, no.
Oh, really? I mean, is that bad?
Who fucking cares?
Who gives a shit?
They recorded, it says Apple on Tuesday reported quarterly results below Wall Street targets.
Oh, fuck you, Apple. Are we supposed to feel bad?
I think they still made profit. So
of course.
It's just they're upset that they didn't make more profit than they did the time before. So obviously they're a big fucking fail.
Well, make the iPhone better.
Well, how about being okay with $50 billion in revenue?
Everybody has a fucking iPhone. Everybody does.
Right.
Maybe we just aren't buying new ones as quickly.
But I mean, from the other end, the existential end, why not be okay with $50 billion in profit?
Yeah, I don't know.
Why do
That's
you have
crazy.
To make $51 billion the next year or you're a big failure and everybody loses their shit?
You
it's
know
because
why?
Of that, the primary focus of all corporations now is shareholder fucking profit.
Yeah, they're little bitches.
Shareholder value.
They're little fucking bitches, that's why.
It used to be do good for society, do good by your employees, and then
that.
Make profit. Now, profit, fuck your employees and fuck society is the new American way.
Fuck everybody.
It's a new world way.
Yeah.
Sorry, a window keeps popping open and waving over here in the background.
We don't want to fuck up the sound quality.
The So that's the headline. It pissed me off this morning. I saw that we're all supposed to be upset that fucking Apple didn't have record profits again.
Oh no. I mean, what does that even mean? I mean, are they going to be able to pay their bills?
What? Yeah, everything's fine. Everything's fine. They made $50 billion. They still made profit, but they didn't make more profit.
I mean, maybe
their profits didn't go up. Oh my God, capitalism.
Well, maybe those little kids that make those iPhones are doing a really good job and they aren't falling apart and we don't have to buy new iPhones. So evil.
Each share earned $1.90 in dividends.
Is that good?
But they estimated $2 a share. Oh my God, 5%.
Well, maybe your estimation was fucked up.
And who cares?
Yeah, who gives a fuck?
You still made, everybody still made zillions of dollars.
Are the white people okay?
Invested in Apple. They're okay.
The white people are fine, everybody. Relax.
But it's Monopoly. It's the video game atmosphere. Oh my God, my little numbers didn't go up higher than they did last year in my electronic accounts.
Yeah, man.
Therefore, everyone runs scared. The commies are coming, obviously, because iPhone sales declined.
My iPhone's working. My iPhone's
fine. As is mine.
Okay. Everybody check in.
Everyone shed a tear, rip your clothes off, and cover yourself in shit, and run around and scream that, oh my God, Apple didn't make profit.
Where am I going to get all this shit that I'm going to cover myself in, by the way? Like, where do I find all that stuff?
Well, I don't know. You're responsible for your own shit.
Okay.
Over at the Drudge Report, ladies and gentlemen, Matt Drudge.
Fuck you, boy.
Current prostate tickler of Donald Trump.
Gross.
Is certainly enough the headline there. Apple sales down. So disgusting.
What the fuck?
It really makes me crazy that so they see this what as maybe a sign that the economy is tanking, that maybe everybody's got a fucking phone. Who can afford one?
I know. I mean, maybe no one else needs a phone and they're lasting.
Yeah, walk out on the street and see how many people are not looking at their fucking screen.
No one.
So
no one. Everybody has this goddamn iPhone.
And they've even got us by the curlies because they have these updates every 4 seconds. And then eventually, if your phone is, I don't know, 6 months old, suddenly the updates, well, we don't support that one anymore. You're just going to have to. If you want to read your email, you're going to have to get an iPhone 37.
I'm still holding on to my 5C or whatever.
But roughly, though.
Yeah, it's still, it's working.
You're having problems.
I just don't have any memory left. That's all. Whatever.
Well, there you go. You're going to have to go contribute to Apple's. People like you are why Apple, the economy, Ryan.
I mean, I've had that phone a long fucking time. It feels like it works great.
You're a bad capitalist. How dare you not want to give more profits to those guys while they're employing all those 7-year-olds in Malaysia.
Yeah, how are they going to eat? Right. They barely eat, I imagine.
Please, sir,
do they, live in work camps and shit, or do they get to go home?
Probably.
Oh, man. It's amazing that we can all compartmentalize that. I mean, I need my iPhone, I guess, you know, but
there was a meme run around that essentially said, it baffles me. I don't know who said this. Somebody smarter than me that said, it baffles me that in order to save a few cents on a piece of clothing or shoes, I'm paraphrasing, that people are willing to overlook the pain and suffering that goes on and exploitation of people on another side of the world to save a few cents on your ridiculous Nikes. Like, you're okay with that. If my Nikes cost $10 more and that meant that, you know, no more 8-year-olds have to work in sweatshops, fuck it.
God,
I want my $10 off my Nikes. That's,
what do we buy that isn't made by exploited children? I mean,
well, I'm sure there's a lot, but
I mean, are you sure? I mean, if you think about it.
But less and less. And with these trade plans, the TPP, this TPIP bullshit, It's all toilet paper, TP.
Yeah, yeah.
Horrible. It's and I still don't get Obama. They must have threatened one of his daughters or something. I don't understand
why he supports it. I mean, doesn't each president have one weird thing that they get behind?
Well, he's anti-NAFTA. I mean, he doesn't
make any sense,
He ran on that, on NAFTA being such a big pile of steaming shit that sucked. Ross Perot was right. I hear a giant sucking sound of jobs going off for seas. He was right.
Oh, my God.
A little crazy and, you know, a little green men thing going on, but...
What, he believed in Kremlins?
Didn't he believe in aliens or something? Didn't we find out later he had some weird alien thing going on?
I don't remember that.
I thought we found out later that Ross Perot was a little bit unstable.
He's nuts.
But he was kind of... I guess he would be the kind of first anti-establishment, I mean, in our lifetimes, that kind of made it. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Got up there. He was the... and then after him was Nader.
Okay.
Right? And then... Nader was
different than Perot.
Nader didn't have the crossover appeal that Perot had. Nader was, you know, all the flaming libs.
Right.
But Perot kind of had that Trumpian kind of appeal to both sides. Not, well, Trump is gone.
Yes. Shit,
but anyway. So that's the headline, you know, everyone. Start slitting your wrists and just jump off of bridges shit.
Because I was wondering when that was going to happen.
Because Apple
made with that.
Apple made a little bit less money this quarter.
Go into one of these Apple stores. Go into one of these fucking little douchey Apple stores and you walk around and you just look at all the neat things you can buy and everyone's how much everything nice. Costs.
Everyone's very nice and very...
It's expensive.
Yeah.
They can afford it fine.
But like this neighborhood, how many people, is anyone within a mile of us going to be impacted 1/1000th
no,
of a percent?
Not at all.
Poor Apple dropped a couple of percentage points in profits this quarter.
Not at all, man.
Good fucking God.
I mean, that's a funny thing. We have all these politicians that are just sucking Wall Street's dick.
Right.
But I'm not affected by Wall Street.
There's
really
wars
I don't
going
have any
on.
Stocks.
There's people dying. There's American lives being lost in Afghanistan and shit.
Nobody cares. That's the headline. It's gross.
Right. All kinds of other stuff going on in the world. Sorry, I'm snorking here.
Yeah, I'm a little sniffly too. Sucks.
Something went on. I just saw this headline. I don't have this from before, but this is in Detroit, USA. I guess anti-abortion activists were met by the Detroit City chapter of the Satanic Temple, who dressed in leather straps and gear and had baby heads on, baby head masks, and they were screaming about fetal idolatry.
What?
Oh, there's a picture that you just gotta see.
I don't understand what that is.
They were counter-protesting the anti-abortion, the anti-choice people.
Oh, okay.
So some Satanists decide to counter protest against them, and they dressed up in leather BDSM gear, like straps and shit like that. And they apparently were chained to each other. They're wearing baby head masks, which are really creepy as fuck. And they were around protesting while the ninnies were protesting against Planned Parenthood.
I just saw those outfits. That must have freaked those like anti-choice people out. Little baby heads, and then they got leather dog collars on with chains and all kinds of shit.
Baby masks, diapers, complete with BDSM gear, bottles of baby powder. The Satanic Temple activists were writhing and gyrating in front of shocked-looking anti-abortion protesters who seemed frozen in place as they stared at the performance.
They didn't know what to do.
This has got to be great.
I wish I could have seen this live.
The Blackmore. Who is Blackmore? Jax Blackmore.
Blackmore!
Satanic Temple's Detroit chapter leader. You know, a lot of them pick fake names that are just awesome. Jax Blackmore is an awesome name.
That's funny. God, that's crazy.
One of the reasons they probably picked those names is so the death threats are slightly less from the wonderful, loving Christians.
Where do you find a baby mask like that, though?
This guy says the strategy for elevating tiny human embryos and fetuses to a reverence creates a fantasy in which the maternal body is both erased and criminalized.
Oh, okay.
Right, she's just a vessel. Yeah. Once the baby batter blasts inside you, you whore, your body's no longer yours.
Yeah, you're an oven.
This guy says, the satanic organization believes that all people are entitled to make informed decisions about their health,
fuck you,
family, and future without coercion. In Missouri, the Satanic Temple, these Satanic Temple guys are pretty awesome.
Right.
In Missouri, you know, they're challenging the constitutionality of these ridiculous waiting periods for an abortion because a Satanist there said, you're infringing on my religious rights that I have the sanctity of my body.
Yeah.
And they said, you got to wait 48 hours before you got to think about it. And she said, no, I don't. I'm suing.
That's my right.
Right. It's my constitutional right. And they may win. And, they're brilliant. You know, they're using religious jujitsu against the religion idiots.
Oh yeah.
That like it wasn't until they commissioned and built the Baphomet statue to go in the Oklahoma in front of the Capitol courthouse. Right.
Right.
It wasn't until then that they yanked the Ten Commandments out. And these guys are like, well, okay, Christians, you want government sponsoring your religion?
Absolutely.
Or supporting your mythology? Well, then it's got to support all or none.
Yeah, here it comes, baby.
Right.
Get used to it.
So we'll put this up on Facebook and on, I guess there's a video.
Oh, that's awesome.
Of the satanic BDSM babies crashing an anti-abortion protest as the Jesus people stood there in the background, just dumbfounded by these.
They didn't even know what was coming.
They did not know what was coming.
All of a sudden, out of a van jumps a bunch of full-grown people with baby heads on, leather.
And they can't
start writhing around.
You know, there's some.
I love it.
It's just that, you know, we're too sane and nice and shit. But the pro-choice groups, there have been a couple that have started using their tactics against them. Like, you know, these anti-abortion assholes will, if a nurse works at a clinic, they'll go to her kid's school.
That's so fucked
and
up.
And protest outside her kid's school. Your mom works at a place that kills babies.
Don't they realize that people need jobs and shit?
Or they'll protest in front of people's houses and stuff. So,
oh, God, that is so fucking evil.
But there are some people who are starting to flip it back now, and they're protesting in front of these assholes' churches and in front of their houses.
That's
and
great.
Follow them to the Piggly Wiggly and yell at them in the tampon aisle.
Yeah, how do you like that?
In
the tampon aisle.
Meet
me at the tampon aisle!
These people are anti-constitution or whatever. Anti-woman, whatever you want to scream at them. But they don't like that.
Why? That's weird. Now, why wouldn't they like that?
I don't know.
It's disturbing. It's scary to have a bunch of crazies yelling at you.
Right.
Oh, interesting.
So check out our Facebook. Check out our blog, crabdiving.com.
Those fuckers that stand outside
abortion
clinics. Planned Parenthood and shit. That is just so fucked up.
There have to be people who volunteer to escort them safely through the throngs of ninitude.
That's where, like, Batman or Daredevil needs to drop in and just beat the shit out of him just a little bit.
No, we don't.
We don't condone that, right. Of course.
But use their tactics against them. They absolutely do get in people's faces and
but
yell
it would be awesome.
And scream, you're a whore, you're killing your baby. And they wave signs in front of your face and they get in your way physically and shit. I think we use their tactics exactly against them.
Man, look around. I don't mean to be a dick, but there are plenty of people. We can have some abortions. It's not going to fuck up the planet.
The following a story, this is in, I saw this, goddamn, this asshole. A guy named Don Feeder, who is the spokesman for the World Congress of Families.
Oh, shit.
So you can imagine what a fun group this is.
Oh, my God. What a bunch of shit.
I'm sure they're pro-LGBT.
Oh, yes.
Pro-trans rights.
Oh, right.
I'm sure all of that. Pro-equal, you know, equal access for all races and everything. They're pro all that.
Absolutely.
So this
Ninny
is a spokesman for this World Congress of Families. He's also on the board of advisors of a group called the Federation for American Immigration Reform.
Uh-oh.
Which...
That sounds white.
Well, they want... Their immigration reform is kick them all out.
Oh, okay.
Kick everybody out.
Only to
white
where?
Ones. Only allow white Europeans in.
But where are you going to kick them out to?
Don't care. Back where they came from.
Okay.
So he's got some major butthurtitude going on over there. Don Feeder. Wrote in some screed on some, I don't know, some blog or some shit. It's not WND, surprisingly.
Oh, okay.
He's not happy about this Harriet Tubman thing.
What do you mean?
Putting her on the $20 bill.
Well, what does he care? It's nice.
The mutation of our paper money, he says.
He's calling it a mutation?
Yeah.
But Harriet Tubman, let me understand this. So Andrew Jackson is slowly mutating into Harriet Tubman?
Yeah, like one of those transition pictures, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Getting darker, losing hair, or hair going down. He had weird hair.
Oh, did he really? You're doing a face swap.
He had that Johnny Flame hair going on, right?
Yeah, well, that was crazy. Our founding fathers all look like lunatics.
So he says, the mutation of our paper money represents the triumph of symbolism over substance.
What the fuck does that mean?
One nation under God, R.I.P. Welcome to the tribal America of the 21st century.
Fuck you. Right.
The Democratic Party has destroyed the black family.
No.
73% of African Americans are born out of wedlock. Its latest big idea is giving sexual predators access to ladies' rooms in the name of equality. But it's putting the face of a black woman on the $20 bill.
God.
At the risk of... Here's my favorite sentence. At the risk of committing a capital offense, let me state what should be the obvious. American history was made by white males who were overwhelmingly Christian.
Okay. I mean, I don't disagree with him.
They were in charge.
Yes, and they were all horrendous people, a lot of them.
They were the only ones who had rights.
They were slave owners! Yes, they're in charge of American history. It's true.
And guess what? In China, the majority of people in Chinese history are Chinese males.
Okay.
Ooh, wow.
Why is that?
What a fucking genius this guy is. Give him a doctorate in cuntitude.
Because American history slowly will show like women being the people that make history and men. But it just used to be men because...
Well, the women get... erased because the men write down the history.
Oh, right.
Or it's just such a patriarchal society that the women, you know, if they did anything, I mean, when they did stuff that contributed to history, it was, well, we can't have that.
Right.
It wasn't her idea. It was the king's idea.
I thought of it. Fuck you.
Until the current mixed race occupant of the White House.
Oh, my God.
Every president was a male Caucasian, as were overwhelming majorities of Congress and every Supreme Court justice until 1967. So he's saying we should not put Harriet Tubman on a bill because of white guys.
Well, but is he saying because it's not reflective of our history?
I think so. But he's erasing the part where our history was whitewashed by white men.
Yeah. And black people were a part of our history.
Well, of
it's
course.
Just they were enslaved.
Of course.
And oppressed. It's not the pretty part of our history.
No, our economy was built on slave labor.
Yeah.
The riches of America has a foundation in slavery. In zero.
I mean, don't you think it's amazing and a great thing that Harriet Tubman is going to be on the 20?
Of course. I think it's great.
It's great.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really cool.
And on another level, I could give two fucks.
Yeah. I mean, aren't you interested to get your first Harriet Tubman 20?
That'll be cool. But I'm not butthurt about Andy Jackson going by.
Oh, of course not.
I mean, I can't comprehend that.
I don't give a shit. Even if he was beloved, who cares? Who cares?
And later on, if they want to change Harriet Tubman to another woman or another person of color or somebody else, I might not care. Because as long as there's other representation
there,
too.
But Pat, what if they take another guy, another white guy off your money and put another black woman on there? Will you give a fuck then?
It's tyranny. Where do they put Obama on something?
Oh, my God. Fucking forget about it. I mean, so we have to name something after, like, the greatest president we've ever had,
Dick
right?
Dick Cheney's probably like, I should be on the $69 bill.
He won't be anywhere good in history. Ain't going to see him well.
Listen to this asshole. White males established our nation, forged our identity, fought and won our wars. Oh, black people fought our wars too, you fuck. He should get a 2x4 upside the face for that.
Black people
metaphorically
in the Civil War.
I can't believe that statement. That's amazing.
That is nuts.
Because all colors fought for this nation.
Man.
Fuck you, white asshole.
And they died. All those people died.
Thomas Edison, Henry Ford, and the Wright brothers didn't just identify as men, but actually were men.
What?
Oh, that's a shot at the transgendered.
Oh, okay.
Because, you know, his poor white masculinity is threatened because other people may have a voice in society. So this asshole is all but hurt that he's not in charge anymore.
Remind me again, who is this dickhead?
And society isn't sucking the white male dick.
Oh, yes.
Anymore.
What's his name?
And they can't handle it. This is Don Feeder, who's a Republican.
He's a legislator?
No, he's a activist. He runs super PACs and shit like
super.
That.
Super. Does this dickhead have a podcast?
And it was white males who ended slavery in 1865 and gave women the vote of 1920.
Oh, my God.
Us white males allowed brown people and allowed women to vote.
Is he going to say white guys gave us a civil rights movement?
Well, sure, he didn't, but absolutely. The faces of our currency reflect the reality of American history. They represent individual achievement, not interest group pandering.
Fuck you.
She saved hundreds of people.
Yeah.
And was a spy for the North and helped bring about the end of slavery.
Courageous.
So
I mean,
I think
can
that's,
you imagine?
I think saving hundreds of people is a pretty good individual achievement.
I do too. And just think about what she was up against. I mean,
George Washington isn't on the dollar bill because he was a farmer. Lincoln's face doesn't grace a fiver because he was born in poverty. On a $10 note, Alexander Hamilton doesn't represent immigrants who were born out of wedlock.
What?
This guy represents
everything
wrong with
that's
America.
Shitty,
yeah. Everything that's shitty about white male,
dude,
patriarchal America.
Hey, I hate to break it to this guy, but the country's getting browner.
Can't handle it.
And more vaginas are in charge. There's
no!
vaginas everywhere. There's vaginal power coming.
No.
Whatever that means.
Wait till Hillary is in the White House if she wins.
Vaginal power is upon us. Enjoy it.
So a giant, crabby fuck you to Don Feeder, who really couldn't be more loathsome of a human being.
What a dickhead. I wonder if he just says controversial things to get hits to whatever fucking blog he writes.
I think he says what his knuckle dragging people that read his shit
and what
believe.
They want to hear.
For example, this is out of North Carolina.
Fuck you, boy.
Which, you know, has got some shit going on.
Hell yeah.
With the this HB 80 HB2, which is keep the trannies out of the bathroom and away from my little kids.
Let me inspect your dick. I'm going to make sure it's a dick.
So this guy, this is a state senator who is running for attorney general of North Carolina.
Do you think the bathroom monitor ever was like, I don't know if this dick is a dick. It could be a vagina. Yeah. It's a tough call. Here. Let me slip inside it.
Well, right. And if
what are you going to do?
I've seen another meme. It's like if you end up seeing my genitalia in a bathroom.
Yes.
You're the one doing something wrong. Not
yeah,
me.
Perv. Who goes in the bathroom looking for dicks to look at? You know what I mean?
Conservatives.
Sacks.
In the closet. Closeted yes. conservatives.
I'm on a sack hunt.
There have been far more cases of Republicans caught in flagrante in bathrooms yes. than trans people by far. In fact, nobody can find any.
Who's the
where
big,
somebody puts on a dress
right,
to go
right.
into a bathroom and look at a little girl.
Now, we usually cover pervs on the right, but in the spirit of fairness.
We have pervs too.
Yeah. Wiener, that's one. He's a big perv.
I guess, yeah.
Spitzer, perv.
Yes. Hookers, right?
Absolutely.
That got.
The governor from Alabama. Oh, wait. No, that's a Republican.
Yes.
Bentley.
Yes. But not perv. I mean.
You don't think he's a perv?
Infidelity.
Oh, yeah.
Is that a perversion?
No, that guy just seems kind of pervy, that governor, when you hear what he said. Let me lay my hands on your breasts. But that's not pervy. He's just
well,
he's an older guy.
That's yeah, that's filth for a 73-year-old Alabama
oh, yeah.
Christian. I said the word breast. Oh, I think I've spurred it in my pants.
But there aren't really that many Democratic pervs. I mean, out in the news,
yeah,
at least.
I'm sure there are.
There are.
I think the shenaniganry.
Al Gore.
Covers
the towel
both sides.
Thing, you know, the massage deal. He's a perv.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Oh,
he
yeah.
Wasn't it he wanted a handy? Wasn't that the deal?
Yes. Bill Clinton. He's a perv.
Yeah. Yeah, I might go with that one.
Maybe there are tons of Democratic pervs.
I think there are. I think it's probably. But the hypocrisy, the difference is Democrats aren't going to be hypocritical about it.
Oh, yeah. If Dianne Feinstein.
Having sexual relations with another consenting adult who may have the same plumbing as you, who cares? It's not a perversion.
Right.
That's your right. Fuck whatever you want. If it's a consenting adult to them,
right?
They want to police your bedroom. They want to police what you're fucking,
right?
Senator Buck Newton.
Buck Newton. I love that name.
Is a state senator in North Carolina.
Hey.
And he also is running. I think he's probably in the lead for. Attorney General.
Okay.
So this is the guy who, you know, is the lawyer for the state.
All right.
Representing all the people.
Okay.
Most of the people. Here is Senator Buck Newton. They had a rally.
Yes.
In North Carolina.
Fuck you.
In support of HB2.
Oh, okay.
They're defending their children against the evil secularists and homosexual agenda
oh
of the rest of the country that's saying,
stop it.
Guess what? We're not going to do business with your vile, bigoted state.
Oh, my God.
Here is Senator Buck Newton. This, I mean,
this is nuts.
It's like a fucking cartoon character.
Yeah,
I can't believe this is 2016.
Believe it, baby.
And we have people that talk like this and sound like this.
Oh, I can't wait.
And think like this.
The record straight. Now, I didn't seek to see a bill called House Bill 2 be filed in the House or the Senate. A bunch of crazy people on the City Council of Charlotte decided that they were going to turn the world upside down.
So he's blaming the evil liberals of Charlotte, North Carolina, for passing a measure that says we're adding LGBT protections to anti-discrimination laws.
Oh, my God. We're not, I mean, the crazy thing about this shit is it doesn't affect that guy's life.
No, it does. What about his pristine little white girl having to see a big, burly, lumberjacky dude with a beard and a pink pearl clutch purse walk into the bathroom and start looking at her hoo-ha while
yeah,
she's
so
tinkling.
Fucked up.
And that what they thought should be imposed upon of us. Now, it's been said that there are many, 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 many more sexual predators on the sex offender list than there are transgender people in the world.
Mm.
And I think we all know deep down inside that is the case. And we can all feel sympathy for folks who are having a difficult time.
This is bullshit.
Now, this is Republican trying to sound compassionate to the transgendered brothers and sisters.
He just said, now we all know deep down in our hearts.
Transgender, by the way.
What did he say?
I saw a meme.
Meme?
And it used the term transgendered.
Yeah.
And apparently, that's the incorrect term.
So, what is it?
Transgender.
Okay. So, I forgot my point.
I'm sorry.
No.
Buck Newton.
Oh, yeah. I mean, listen to the way he refers.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He's like, we all know deep down in our hearts these people are fucking deviants.
Well, no, he's saying there are more sexual predators than there are transsexuals. So he's saying not all transgender are sexual predators. We know that.
Right.
But
there's a lot of them.
And then he says, we know these people are struggling.
Struggling?
If they're done transitioning, guess what? They're not struggling anymore. Yeah. They're their true selves, and they're where they should be.
Like they're struggling with an identity.
And we can all feel sympathy for folks who are having a difficult time. Because we all know folks that have a difficult time. Whether the folks are struggling with drugs, or struggling with their marriages, figuring out what it is that they're supposed to be doing in life, we can all.
Listen to him trying to relate.
Oh, it's so fucking dumb.
Being transgender is like going through a horrible divorce. It's like struggling with drug addiction. We can all relate.
Oh my God.
Have sympathy for that.
No, you don't.
What
you
fucking
have, no,
planet?
There's not a sympathetic bone in your old white fucking bigoted body, you asshole.
Who thinks
except
this?
For other old white bigots.
Right. This is so backwards. This is so yesterday.
Yester century.
Update yourself, dude. Well, welcome to the modern world. We're not all...
Yeah, we can't. We can't.
Who is this fossil?
It does not mean that we should expose our wives and our sisters and our children to the sexual predators in the bathrooms. We must say no. We must say no. This is too far. This is too much. We cannot allow this to happen.
Oh, God, you should see the crowd. All white, all old.
We cannot allow.
I'm going to wrap it up by pointing out a couple of little things about politics. We are here today on Halifax Mall before the General Assembly. And we all know that the folks that wave the rainbow flags and things like that are politically very upset about the way things are today.
The folks that wave the rainbow flags and things like that.
We're very upset.
Come drizzling from their lips.
Oh, yeah.
About the way things are today. They're upset about the way things have always been in this state. And they're bound and determined to try to change it. Whether it's by winning elections in the city of Charlotte on their city council, or whether it's winning elections in November.
Listen to them. He's like, I don't care. They're going to try to win elections and take over and have democracy and shit, but we can't allow that.
This is insane. He's painting a picture. This is just people wanting to use a fucking bathroom. He's saying this is the beginning of the revolution, and we're all going to be ruled by the transgender military force.
Right. Put on a dress, boys.
This is fucking evil-ass Republican brain jiu-jitsu at its fucking height, man. Fear. Fear.
Yeah. That's all they do.
God, hey, if you're a dumb person, what are we supposed to do with these dumb, ignorant, racist people?
Put them in office, apparently.
But listen to this guy. How do you fix them?
The General Assembly, or whether it's winning elections in November.
But do you think he believes this shit? I'm not 100% convinced that he believes this shit. He's after power and money, and he is vomiting out this shit.
No, I don't know.
To the open mouths of the white birds that are racists that are out in front of him. They're the ones who are like, yeah, tell us about how the faggots are ruining America. Tell us how the immigrants are destroying the country. Oh, make me scared.
Right. You're right. This idiot probably isn't afraid of a transgender person using the bathroom with him. What he's afraid of is not getting elected.
He probably can read numbers and can see that it doesn't happen.
You know, I heard a thing on NPR once. They're talking about these politicians.
Like, some of these guys in the lower levels of government, if they don't get reelected, I mean, what are they going to do for money? Right? I mean, really? That's why that guy that ran off to Chile and he was supposedly on the...
Sanford?
Yes, he was on the Appalachian Trail. He had to go back into government. He didn't really have a choice. He needed a job.
For our governor. My opponent in the race for attorney general calls this Buck's Bill. He wants to make me the poster child of this bill.
Well, I'm waiting for this, right? I embrace it. I'm proud.
And you know what?
Here we go.
I say, bring it on.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, you better fire up the defibrillators because the audience is starting to get a little riled.
Bring it on!
I am not worried about how I am judged by some people at another rally. I am worried about how I am judged by the man upstairs.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, my God.
This is a person running for a statewide office in North Carolina who doesn't care about being judged by his fellow man that elect him.
Okay.
He is only answering to his mythical being in the sky.
I don't care.
And if I can't win this election because I ran HB2, then so be it. Bring it on. I want to thank you for letting me speak to you today. I thank you for being here on this beautiful day. Go home. Tell your friends and family who had to work today what this is all about and how hard we must fight to keep our state straight. Thank you very much.
My God.
Keep our state straight.
Is this North Carolina?
North Carolina.
That's pretty funny.
Keep our state straight.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
The homosexuals are going to come pretty soon. You're going to be, your uvula is going to be being juggled by the tip of a cop.
Why am I blowing somebody?
Yeah.
I couldn't keep this state straight.
But I don't want a penis in my bum.
Yes, you do.
Because that's how they all talk in North Carolina. Right. A lot of British...
I am a homo robot. Yeah,
a lot of former Brits go to North Carolina, apparently.
That's so insane.
What a
we gotta keep this state straight.
Yeah.
There's lots of gay people in North Carolina, dude. There's lots of gay people everywhere. Relax. God, what a fucking dick.
And he may believe it. He's probably a Bible banger.
Oh,
who
yes.
knows? But
he's an asshole.
My feeling is that the vast majority of these assholes really don't care when it boils down to it and would probably vote on the side of what's right if it weren't for the hatred of their constituents. And what about being a leader? What about going back and saying, you know what? We can't repeal Obamacare.
Right.
Rhino, get him out. Because then you got some tea idiot who is screaming that.
But
and then they believe the tea idiot instead of the sane person. Remember the last cycle? All those town halls we saw when the few sane Republicans that were left would go back to their old white bigoted dumb constituents and would they have these town halls and they're like, why haven't you impeached Obama yet? Well, he hasn't done anything
to get
actually impeachable. What about all the executive orders? Well, those are all pretty legal. We've challenged a few and in court one or two have been overturned. But, you know, it's not something that you actually... impeach a president. What about being born in Kenya?
God.
Well, he actually wasn't born in Kenya. You're a rhino.
God. That's true.
That guy when they went for the Jade Helm.
Oh, yes. When Texas was getting occupied by
smart guy.
Oh, the colonel.
To explain to these idiots that this is practice.
That
this is what
guy.
We kind of have to do. And it was just arbitrary that we named certain areas as the enemy areas because we got to pretend that some area is the bad area. We're not going to imprison Texans and take it over. And you remember he explained, he had maps. He said, this is what you're going to see. This is what's going to happen. This is when it's over. And that old white dumb racist fuck stood up and said, I don't believe you.
Well, what am I supposed to do?
Right.
Then I'm done. I don't know. I'm a colonel. I went to Annapolis, fancy school, right. Probably.
I mean, at what? How do you reason with someone where there's no reason?
I mean, if you listen to this show, you don't. You just make fun of them mercilessly.
Well, hopefully that's what's happening.
Shame them.
Well, right, and it kind of works with we're finding social media because you know a lot of the shit the Republicans are upset about the consequences of free speech, right?
Oh yeah.
That's when they wave the First Amendment flag is when they get consequences or they get a shitstorm for something heinous they've said. And then they say, "How dare you take away my First Amendment rights by firing me for calling someone the N-word?" Well, you can you're not taking away your rights.
You can still say that.
Well, and plus it's the government. The First Amendment deals with the government. The First Amendment doesn't cover your employer. If you sign an employee contract that says, I won't say this shit, or I won't make my employer look bad, and you go out and say shit and make your employer look bad, you're out.
Yeah.
First Amendment away.
But you can go out on the corner and say that as much as you want, right?
Right. And the government cannot stop or suppress.
I mean, as long as you're not inciting a fucking riot.
I've got a clip here. For speaking of, you know, God, this transgendered issue, this bathrooms thing is kind of fascinating. I hate when one of our favorite right wing nutjob batshit crazy assholes stumbles onto the right opinion.
Yes.
Nothing drives me crazier than agreeing with one of these dicks. But here is a time. Where the mellifluous tones.
Oh my God.
From
dude.
Texas of Glenn Beck.
Oh shit.
He's kind of got it right in this one.
And think of this. The world is on fire. The economy is collapsed.
This world is on fire.
What is
don't
that?
You think that
there's a song, This Girl's on Fire, I think
really?
It is.
Oh, okay.
The economy is collapsing. Don't you think this is an intended circus? This is just the new circus and cakes. This is just the new Colosseum. Get them to talk about the bathrooms so they're not talking about Syria, so they're not talking about the debt.
That's yeah, it's your
right.
side. This is your side, Glennie. This is what we've been saying forever, that you guys are talking about the Satanists. You guys are talking about homosexuals. When why don't we talk about jobs? Why don't we talk about getting out of these wars? Why don't we talk about income inequality?
Or the Syrian refugees.
Right.
Imagine you're waiting to get into this country and you're just watching CNN, the news, or
but
whatever.
No.
And you're like, why do you give a shit about where people are peeing?
Someone who's transitioned gender has to be kept out of the bathroom. That's priority number
nuts.
One in these idiots' minds.
Yeah. It's so
they're
stupid.
Not talking about corruption. So they're not talking about Hillary's server.
Okay.
Okay. He's sitting
Part
on
of
the
this
couch.
Is crazy.
He's sitting on the couch in the Oval Office. I know we harp on it, but it's the most inexplicable thing I can think of is the fact that Glenn Beck does his show from the Oval Office with a ridiculous eagle sculpture on the podium behind him.
Does Barack have the eagle in the Oval Office?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I'm sure Barack has a sculpture of Lenin.
I already has
Vladimir,
like,
not John.
Oh, yeah. He has a spear.
Get them to talk about the bathrooms. This is the new cakes and circuses.
Yeah.
And it's brilliant.
Working.
Because it works.
You're doing it, though. It's your people. Who do you think? You think it's the evil libtards that are doing it?
Ooh. Oh, absolutely. It's a big conspiracy.
And now, and you know what? Right now, there's half the audience saying, so why the hell are you talking about it? And that's most likely the same half that when we talk about Trump and Cruz and everything else, you'll say, why the hell you guys only talk about that?
Mm-hmm. There is no winning on that.
There's
front.
No winning.
There never
no, there's no, no, but there's no win. You know what? I don't think there's any winning in this business anymore. I just don't think you can, and especially
Jeez. He's right there.
He's sad.
We found that out on our...
All right.
Go to our Facebook page. Tweet us during the show, by the way. I don't think we gave that out. At Crab Diving. One word, C-R-A-B-D-I-V-I-N-G. Don't forget to join in the conversation over at our Facebook page. 8,000 likes. Congratulations.
That is fucking awesome.
Thank you,
man.
Ladies and gentlemen, for participating and giving us 8,000 likes. We appreciate the hell out of it. There's a very active community over on the Facebook page.
Right.
Join in there. They love Glenn Beck over on the Facebook page. It can be a brutal lot. If you put up an Ann Coulter meme.
Oh, shit.
And watch the libs pounce.
Yeah.
Talk about that.
Mm-hmm. There is no winning on that.
There's
front.
No winning.
There never.
No, there's no.
But we have libs that are on our side.
Oh yeah.
That'll get into fights with us.
Oh sure.
Or with
man.
Each other, just because people are assholes. Even if you're a lib, that doesn't mean you're not an asshole.
No, but there's no win. You know what? I don't think there's any winning in.
And when we're assholes, by the way.
Absolutely.
I'm including myself.
I've got my asshole card right here.
When we talk about Trump and Cruz and everything else. You'll say, why the hell you guys only talk about that business anymore? I just don't think you can. And especially if Donald Trump goes in, he will put us out of business that fast. He is not going to put up with people who question his authority.
See, Glenn thinks that that Donald will be cracked down on the media if they say bad stuff about him. And I got to say,
I agree.
I might not completely disagree.
I mean, what's Glenn Beck going to say about Donald Trump is negative.
But this administration has been shitty on with the media and with transparency. Also, Barack Hussein Obama. So there needs to be some accountability there, too. I think it's the people he surrounded himself with. He got that evil Rahm fucking Emanuel Chicago politics machine behind him. And those are minions of Satan.
They're dirty as fuck.
They're horrible people. Yeah. And I just think that maybe he may as be an ideologue himself, but I just think there were, you know, some shit that they pushed through.
Right.
Barack Obama didn't. He put people in jail. Listen to me again. He put people in jail, Barack Obama did, who are in our business.
Okay. I think he's talking about, was it Fareed Zakaria? Was some,
no, I don't know.
There's some right wing nut job that went to jail, but it was for like tax evasion or something. And they say because he wrote anti Obama stuff,
right?
That Obama threw him in jail like a tyrant.
But isn't there plenty of people that do that?
Send him to Guantanamo.
There's lots of people that do that aren't in jail.
And the guy that he's probably talking about is pretty innocuous. Why wouldn't you send Rush Limbaugh to jail?
Oh, absolutely.
Why wouldn't you send the black vans to go pick up Glenn Beck?
Yeah,
why
wouldn't you? Or Alex Jones.
Alex fucking Jones. Why? Or
I wouldn't want to send
Ted Nugent. Why are those,
no, not those
knuckle
two.
Draggers still dragging their knuckles out on the streets?
Too many guns. Those guys are too heavily armed. I don't want to fuck with them.
So this is a lie where he's like, he threw people. Barack Hussein Obama put people in jail.
He's being very dramatic.
Put in jail. Barack Obama did.
Lie.
Who are in our business.
Lie.
For coming out and saying, this is what the government's doing. Whistleblowers. More whistleblowers were put in jail than any time since Woodrow Wilson.
That could very well be true. That's what the administration
crazy,
is really ass-holy about. And
ass-holy.
Like the Snowden thing. You know,
yes.
I still have gray area with the Snowden thing, but overall, I think it's good what we found out.
Right.
But, you know, the idiots on the other side are, he's treason. Ooh. Traitor. Ooh. Why did he run to Russia?
Fuck you,
if
boy.
He wasn't a traitor because he knew the country would persecute, not prosecute, persecute him. Look what they did to poor Chelsea Manning, formerly Bradley Manning.
Okay.
For leaking those documents. Torture. They basically named it torture when they did an inquiry into how Chelsea Manning was treated, naked in a cell, concrete cell with no blankets, thrown naked into, woken up once an hour and shit.
Yeah,
on an alleged suicide watch. So they wake. You know, if you don't get sleep, that's a form of torture.
Yeah, yeah.
And the shit that they did to that
sleep deprivation,
that dude at the time.
Ugh, God. Scary, man.
So why would they think, why would Snowden think that he would get a fair shake from the government?
Huh. What's he doing right now?
He's in Russia. He wants to come back, but our administration still says they'd nail him. They'd go after
him. That sucks. Could you imagine Russia? Oof. I imagine Russia is like Chicago, but all year round, like it's always cold.
And the Julian Assange stuff is some bullshit, too.
Yeah, yeah.
He's been hiding in the fucking consulate. Bolivian consulate? The Colombian consulate? One of the South American...
The whole time.
Central American consulates in Britain for years now. 3 years? Three years. Because this is some shenanigans. This is... I think it's Sweden. There were a couple of women that charged him with date rapey type of stuff.
Okay.
He says it's fake. He says it's not true. But so Sweden wants to extradite him, wants to interview him.
Mm-hmm.
But for that kind of crime and stuff, like Sweden would never try to order, ask another country to grab him and tag him and send him. You know what I mean?
Like right.
They might send somebody to go talk to him in Sweden.
Yeah, yeah.
Which he's offered. No. They want him to come back to Sweden. His worry is he goes back to Sweden. The CIA snatches him off the streets and renditions him back to the United States to face his maker.
It's totally fucked up.
For the WikiLeaks stuff.
Right.
And he's not even an American citizen. So
that's crazy.
You know, what fucking allegiance does he have to America as far as leaking documents and stuff? How does our law pertain to him?
I don't know.
But... So for the past 3 years, he's been hiding because the Brits want to snatch him, too. And he's worried that the Brits, if he steps outside this, he's been given asylum in this consulate.
We're going to fuck him up.
He does webcasts and stuff. I mean, he has visitors. But still, he's trapped in a building.
Is it a nice building, at least?
Well, yeah,
I mean, do they have a courtyard?
It's a fucking consulate.
Yeah.
But they were spending, this is how stupid the Brits are. The Brits were spending millions of pounds a year to surround this consulate and keep an eye on it 24/7 so he doesn't squirrel out.
That's crazy,
so
man.
So you tell me
that's wild.
That there's not government involvement in his persecution.
Yeah,
You can't tell me the Swedes just want to talk to him about some sexual misconduct. there's more behind it.
Oh, absolutely.
And the countries keep saying, oh, no, we're not doing it. So, you know, we got a big, creepy, scary,
totally
evil country, too. We do.
Yeah, yeah.
Here's the end of Glenn Beck.
More whistleblowers were put in jail than any time since Woodrow Wilson. You don't think this guy's going to do it?
He's talking about Trump.
Shit.
And that, you know, we might agree with, too. Because Trump has already said that he wants to change the libel laws, right?
Right.
So that he can...
Is that his vanity? He doesn't want people saying nasty things about him because he can't take it. He's sensitive.
But surely he'll be able to say whatever he wants.
Or it'll do whatever
apply.
He wants.
Yeah, it'll only apply to...
I mean, we can't say anything shitty about him, but yet he can throw you in jail for saying that.
Well, and more of the disconnect of the ninnies on the right is that the Donald... They talk about the big... black cock of tyranny that
yummy.
Barack Hussein, Muslim born in Kenya, gay Obama,
right,
pot smoking negroid, that the big cock that he wields of tyranny with his executive orders and orders everything.
Ooh.
Just a tyrant. This everything Donald says is tyrannical. They're like, you can't do that. You can't grab citizens of the United States who were born here just because their parents are undocumented and fling them in giant t-shirt launchers back to a country they've never been to.
Yeah, God.
Because they're American citizens. Oh, well, we'll find a way to get it. You know, I'm not too sure about that.
But
we'll find a way to
citizens.
Get it done. There's some people that disagree, Ryan.
Oh, okay.
There's some people that disagree.
What if I'm going to wake up tomorrow and I'm in Ecuador?
With the legality of it.
I'm in Bolivia?
Who's going to give him the right to rescind the citizenship of people? He's going to have to try to pass something that says you are no longer a citizen of this country, even though you have been your whole life.
He's going to
have because your parents were undocumented.
Yeah. He's going to have to pass some heinous shit. And that's all there is to that.
Yeah.
Fuck him.
And I'm sure the conservative asswipes of the House would gleefully pass something like that. But he thinks he's going to be able to get it done. He thinks he's going to be able to put a 35% tax on Ford.
He's a dumbass.
On imports. Just if they threaten to move a factory out of the country.
How's he going to do that?
Meanwhile, half of the Senate's bought by Ford.
Right.
And they're going to send it's going to be
so
like,
funny.
I don't think so.
It's so funny. Donald Trump is being sold to the idiots as some negotiator.
Right.
That he's the best wheeler and dealer out there. He gets elected. He won't be able to do jack shit. Nothing will happen.
He's dealing with people who won't negotiate.
Yeah.
Who have not negotiated for 7 years.
And it's not like they're going to, it's not like the Republicans are going to be like, oh, okay. Let me just roll over and make it so Trump has this amazing legacy as a president. I'm going to help him be an amazing president.
By the way, sending a jobs bill to the president that includes defunding Obamacare, sending infrastructure bills to the president that includes defunding Obamacare, sending any kind of veterans bills to the president that includes defunding Obamacare and overturning the Civil War are not going to get signed. That's not compromise.
But that's
what these idiots say. We sent 300 bills up to the House or up to the Senate, and they refused. Evil Harry Reid refused to even look at them.
But you're nuts.
Because every bill said defund Obamacare in it.
Yeah, you're a lunatic.
It's really so stupid.
When people
don't look into that. All they hear is, but they sent 300 bills to the Senate and Harry Reid blocked everything. Who are the ones that are blocking?
Jeez.
Who are the obstructionists? But every bill you're sending has a poison atom bomb in it, not a pill.
No one can sign that.
An atomic bomb. Right.
No one would sign that shit.
That's the epitome of not negotiating, saying my way or the highway.
But it's a perfect tactic if your constituents believe that shit. They buy into it. Why wouldn't you just
keep doing it? And shame on them for not being real leaders and educating their constituents and saying, well, you know, that ain't the way it works. Part of the United States, everyone. We, you know, I know you hate it in Central Alabama, but the Negroes up in New York are actually part of our country, too.
Oh, they hate that.
And the liberal Jews over in
in
Hollywood are part of our country, too.
God damn it.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
We don't want them to have rights. Just keep making them movies I enjoy.
Exactly.
Fuck you.
So that was Glenn Beck.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you remember, now they're after Target.
No.
Because Target came out and said Tarjay.
Oh, yes. Wee-wee.
Came out and said, well, you know, use the bathroom you want.
Yeah, who
basically,
gives a fuck?
They took the extreme controversial position of, you know what, just use the bathroom
it's
that
so
you feel
gross,
comfortable
man.
With like, and get your stuff done.
We have so many people in this country hung up on that. It's just so...
It's their latest hot-button issue, right?
Yeah, yeah.
They lost the gay marriage thing.
Yeah, they lost it.
There's still, you know, a couple of little burbles left where they're trying to chip away at it, but overall, I think Roy Moore was the swine song of that.
And they're going to lose this!
They're still trying with the religious freedom laws.
Oh, yes.
To negate the fact that they're hiding in the corner, putting their hands over their eyes and going, no, 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 la, 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 la. Gay marriage doesn't exist. La, 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 la. And that's just not going to fly. So, which you can do that, but bake a cake. If somebody wants cake that has Adam and Steve at the top, big fucking cake. Yeah.
You're turning down business. That's insanity.
And expecting our society to support your business through infrastructure, the electricity going to your fucking business, the roads leading to that take your bigoted white assholes to your business that you're trying to attract.
Go open your bakery in Afghanistan if you want to do that shit. Have a fucking ball.
Somalia.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Go to Somalia. Did you ever see Black Hawk Down?
So, speaking out against, or I mean, I you'll be surprised it's against Target, is the American Family Association.
Fuck you.
It's kind of a 1-2 punch here. We're doing Glenn Beck followed by Brian Fisher. Here's Brian Fisher talking about Target.
This is maybe the most bizarre point we've ever reached in American history. We have five people running for president. Of these five, ladies and gentlemen, only one of them, only one.
Oh, he's losing his shit, isn't he? This is
yeah.
This is unusually fired up, Brian Fisher.
What is he talking about?
Only one of them, only one of the five people that want to be the next president of the United States, only one of them
has a vagina. Oh, maybe not.
Want to be the next president of the United States, only one of them is committed to keeping sexual deviants out of our daughters' bathrooms.
Oh, my God.
This is a number one issue now with them.
I mean,
this
for Brian Fisher, this is a good one.
This is how dumb these people are, that this suddenly becomes the hotbed issue of the election, is that, oh, my God, there's the libtards want to put sexual predators in the bathroom stall with
they're making
girl.
It seem like when you go into the bathroom, it's just a diddle booth. That people are you're just going to be running the gauntlet for people in dresses with their dicks out.
Senator from Minnesota.
Oh, yeah.
Possibly. Wasn't he a senator?
Oh, yeah. What was his name? Are you talking about Toe Tapper McGee?
Toe Tapper. I don't even
remember. These are the guys. These Republicans are the guys in the bathrooms doing all the weird shit.
Well, a lot of them, yeah.
Right. It's not.
Toe tap away.
Oh, yes.
I don't care if it's a consenting adult.
Right.
And you want to, well, don't blow each other in the public bathroom. Yeah, you know, go to your car or something.
Do it in the handicap stall.
Go to your car or something, but.
In the car. Go to your Mazda Miata.
Go rent a room. Go
fuck
wherever.
Away.
But
there's not a gauntlet of people in dresses with their dicks out trying to bang your daughters or whatever. It's not there. It's bullshit.
Well, and most of the diddlers are white males.
Right.
So, of both sexes.
Why is
they diddle either sex?
This thing about the Republicans for a second or the conservatives, and with guns, it's kind of the same way. I mean, they're painting another picture of fear that we're all sitting at home, and then, you know, Al Qaeda is going to come somersaulting through your bay window. Guns blazing, shooting everyone, raping your white daughters. But luckily, you have your AK-47 and you can kill all these guys. You can pull a Jack Bauer.
Right. It's ridiculous.
Out of our daughters' locker rooms, out of our daughters' shower rooms, and out of our daughters' dressing rooms. One out of five wants to protect the women in our families from sexual deviance in their bathrooms. And of course, Target is just one example of this problem. If a presidential candidate is not committed to keeping sexual perverts out of little girls' bathrooms, I do not care what else he stands for.
Oh, my God.
There you go.
You're so fucking dumb. Nobody wants your white little fucking girls. Nobody cares. Nobody's going into the bathroom for your children.
So he's telling all the Christo ninnies, all the ninnies that are listening to him, that they should not care. The number one issue, not war, not the fact that the United States has of civilized Western society has the highest child poverty rate.
Oh, okay.
The highest child poverty rate.
But at least those children aren't going to be terrorized in the bathroom by people that had a sex change.
We're the only
just so
country,
they can get an eyeful of your dumbass fucking daughter.
At least it keeps the kids thin and hot.
Is that
maybe that's the point?
Is
yeah,
that
that's
it?
The conspiracy.
Oh my God. Experience.
Keep the hot brown kids poor, and they'll you'll be able to count their ribs.
You sound like Alex Jones. That sounds like an Alex Jones theory. Yeah.
It doesn't matter to me what else he might stand for. Doesn't matter to me. If he won't keep sexual perverts out of little
Good
girls'
God.
Bathrooms, nothing else he says or believes makes any difference to me.
And this is the comments on our Facebook and in other comment sections and stuff, is they're losing their minds. Oh, yeah? What about keeping the deviants away from the girls? From the little kids?
I don't know.
And I'm like, you can't tell me You just can't. There's no way you can convince me that this is not about being anti-LGBT.
Yeah,
this is not about protecting the little
ridiculous.
Sunshines, the little because. And what about the? There's another meme that's out there that says, if we shouldn't regulate guns because criminals don't follow laws anyway, why are we regulating bathrooms? Because a criminal is going to diddle a kid.
Oh,
he's going to find a way to diddle a kid anyway.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
It's just the disconnect of these idiots who are like, no legislation, less government, except in the bathroom. I want bathroom monitors and I need genitals inspectors.
Do you think it's because some people can't get their mind around the fact that people are born with a dick?
They can't get their mind around much.
Yeah. And they, you know, they're the wrong identity.
They want to be told.
So they get a sex change. That blows their fucking mind, right?
Blows their mind.
So what?
And then they're told what to think by jizz faces like fucking Brian Fisher here.
Hello, jizz face.
Couldn't be whiter.
Yeah.
And stickier and nastier and bad.
I can't get my mind around jizz faces. No. I mean, I don't know. I can't imagine taking my penis and turning it into a vagina. I can't imagine doing that.
I can't remotely imagine that.
But I don't have a
problem. I get caught in the zipper and I'm like, 911, 911.
But I mean, if somebody else wants to do that, that's fine. I get it. And I'm happy for you. If you figure out your identity and you're doing something that's going to make you happier, snip away.
It doesn't.
Turn it inside out.
It doesn't affect me.
And good for you.
At all.
And go pee where the fuck you want. I don't give a shit.
I have no interest in the rest of his agenda. I don't care how good it is if he's not right on this subject. You know, why on earth would I vote for a candidate that has openly declared as a matter of public position that he is willing to put the sexual integrity of the women in my life at risk? I repeat, how in the world could any right-thinking father or mother possibly vote for a candidate?
Out of his mind.
Sexual integrity.
So stupid.
What does that mean? He used a term these transgender people in the fucking bathroom could potentially put the women in his life, their sexual integrity.
I think he means integrity.
In jeopardy.
Integrity like structure and pristine, you know.
Oh, I see.
Their innocence, their sexual innocence.
Okay. That's why someone's getting a sex change, so they can eventually follow the daughter of Brian Fisher into the bathroom and fuck with her integrity. This is crazy.
So it's insane. I cannot. And I'm sure it's Ted Cruz, because Ted Cruz is the only one running around these past few days saying, he's using that against Donald, saying, Donald wants to let predators into your bathroom with your little girls.
It's low-hanging fruit. Of course, Ted said that, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's an easy one. It's
a
layup.
Shocked about that one. I just don't.
And I'm shocked.
This is their new thing to rally.
Are you shocked
the minis.
On Trump's position on this?
Well, he tap danced it back, but I think he sincerely believes what he said.
Yeah.
Which is, I don't care. Use the bathroom you want. It doesn't. He thinks North Carolina went too far. And then that night he was told,
hey, dude,
people like Brian Fisher are losing their shit.
Oh, they're losing
their
mind.
He said, whoa, the states should decide. That old Republican standby when
states.
I want to put forth a heinous belief, but I don't want the rest of the country to think I'm a big fucking asshole.
Oh, yeah.
So to make the Alabamans happy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'll say states' rights.
I was about to say the states' rights thing, you know, Alabama, Georgia, Mississippi, Arkansas, Texas, South Carolina, North Carolina. I mean, Tennessee, West Virginia, Kentucky.
Terrifying.
Michigan. Let's include Michigan.
Where democracy died.
Right. And right now, Wisconsin, Maine, those states, Kansas. They need hand-holding.
Yeah.
They need to be babysat because their leaders are lunatics.
Yeah, in fact, one of the headlines over at Ross Story says
Lucky.
Republican Kansas Governor Brownback withdraws the state from Syrian refugee program.
Oh, my God.
As we're talking about it, apparently.
That is something It's unreal,
right?
I mean, that's what would Jesus do 101, man? He would take in starving, oppressed, poor, hungry fucking kids, wouldn't he? I mean, isn't that the least?
The white ones. The white ones. Yes.
Hey, aren't Syrians white?
The white ones like Jesus. The blonde-haired, blue-eyed.
But that's bearded, Jesus.
Kenny Loggins looking Jesus.
But Kenny Loggins, this Jesus is from Syria, that area, right? Isn't that kind of Jesus-y?
Well, you're right.
Holy fuck, I just don't get it. Are Syrians white? Are they white looking?
Well, I think Middle Easterners are considered Caucasian for the most. Yeah.
That's not good enough?
Well, no.
God.
They're slightly browner than the,
because I've seen pictures,
pristine, pasty white. Yeah.
I've seen
old
pictures,
asses of the
right
Republicans.
I've seen pictures of Syrians on the interwebs, and they look white to me.
They are.
So what's the fucking issue?
They're Muslims.
Oh. But they're white.
But they're Muslims. Therefore, they're evil savages. And every one of them from the inception is a terrorist.
Right.
This little fetal jihadis.
Hmm. God.
The Ted Cruz, do you want to hear
absolutely. Let's see what he is, dickhead.
Here's Ted Cruz.
He's not talking about the bathroom.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
is
absolutely.
He really? God,
this is his,
what the fuck?
This is his big issue now.
These guys are running for office.
This is Viagra to the base. This is at Plainfield, Indiana.
And let me point out, listen, every one of us has the right to live our lives as we wish. If any one of us wants to dress up as a woman or man, wants to live as a woman or man, believes that we might be something other than what we were born, God.
How condescending.
Oh, my God.
If you want to believe you're something other than how you were born.
Who is this guy? Who does he think he is? Is he the knower of all knowledge?
He's one of the
condescending.
He's one of the seven kings, right? That's gonna turn over society to the priests before Revelation, Ryan.
Fuck you, Ted.
If any one of us wants to dress up as a woman or man, wants to live as a woman or man, believes that we might be something other than what we were born, God has made each of us with free will and the ability to choose to do it. If a man wants to dress as a woman and live as a woman and to have a bathroom at home.
So then they shouldn't use the bathroom out in public?
Yeah.
You don't have a right to intrude upon the rights of others. Because whether or not a man believes he's a woman, there are a lot of women who would like to be able to use a public restroom in peace without having a man there and when their children involved.
But if a man believes he's a woman,
right,
then she is not going into the bathroom to touch your little girl, your little girl's little clammy.
And that is the clammy. That sounds like is that a character in something?
It's clammy. Gotta be
a little clammy, yeah, sure. Clammy.
In a porn cartoon.
I mean, why the fuck? The little crux of this argument is that transgender people are deviants.
Absolutely.
And they want to diddle whatever is available. And that is,
well,
just
they're not saying that, Ryan.
Irresponsible to say that.
They're saying by allowing transgendered people to just decide, transgender people to just decide what bathroom they want, it's going to open it up to the sexual predators who just want to put a bow into their hair, into their beard, and walk in and start willy-nilly diddling girls.
And the truth is, all these people, the transgender, all those folks in this restroom, all the white assholes that are afraid, they all need to make more money and have a higher minimum wage. That is infuriating.
Yeah, and listen to Ted Cruz. Well, they can have their own bathrooms at home.
Oh, thank you. You mean at home? I'm allowed to pee wherever I want?
We'll allow you. The white males of our, the white Christian males of our society will allow you to do what you want in your own bathroom for now.
Thank you, Ted. Thank you, Ted. Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
Until we vote to put cameras in all the Muslims'
houses. Where the fuck is this sex scandal from this Ted fucking Cruz. I want
it's
it now.
Too gross. I don't think the country can
handle
it.
We need to hear it. We need to hear this shit. I want to hear what this perv is up to.
I don't think it matters. I think he's going to lose.
He's Mr. fucking Family Values.
He's not going to be president.
Yeah, I know, but you don't think it's important to hear what he's been up to when he's preaching this bullshit?
Yeah.
This asshole.
I
want
to see him go down in flames.
Needs to be drug out, and we need to know what the fuck he's up to.
Without having a man there and when there are children involved.
Amen.
You don't have a right to impose your lifestyle on others.
You hear that idiot in the background? Hey,
yes.
Man.
Oh, I hate all. Where is this? Where is this?
Indiana.
Oh, my God.
Ted, talk about how much you hate the faggots.
Oh, you're so. All these people are fucking idiots.
Hey, man.
Sometimes
God doesn't exist. There's no God. There's no God. I hope you can hear me.
You can, you know, believe your God. Just
it's
just
bullshit.
Foist it upon us.
I believe in Aquaman.
Stop trying to pass your laws based on your religious mythology. Because if you're worried about the ISIS and the Sharia law, how do they not? That's what I don't get. How do they not see? This is how stupid they are. They don't see that they're terrified of Sharia. They little yellow spots form in their underwear every time
but
they think
the
about Islam and Sharia and terrorists and chopping heads off and killing Christians over in the Middle East. Then they say, but we want Christian law here.
Right.
You're gonna no faggots allowed and no homosexuals,
thing.
No transgendered women. Shut up. Go back. Get out of the workplace. Go back into the kitchen. Get pregnant.
You know what? I hope this Ted Cruz stuff. Man, the sex scandal, I hope it's a lot of gay stuff.
I don't think the sex scandal's going anywhere unless...
Oh, man, that fucking sucks.
It kind of went away. I really think it's just too heinous to even speculate about. I think it's so horrific that America can't even handle the salaciousness of it doesn't overwhelm the vomit-inducing of Ted Cruz... Of anyone being sexually attracted to Ted Cruz.
It's so fucked up. It's so fucked up, dude. It's so fucking horrible, man.
There's all kinds of, let's see what else is going on in the world. I've got a story of, did you see Roger Stone is being accused of plagiarism?
Really?
Yeah, Roger Stone wrote a column. Some screed. And
he just lifted it.
They're saying that it's
no.
Let's see. Stone's anti-Cruz screed, which was published on Monday in the Daily Caller.
Oh, okay. Tucker.
Little fucker Carlson's little bow tie fest of bro hamitude over at the Daily Caller.
I've got my own website. Look at me.
Yeah. They're saying that five paragraphs were copied verbatim.
Oh, yes.
From a posting at the Conservative Treehouse blog from November 2015.
Oh, I love it.
See, that's what people do now is they, the internet and computerist type stuff.
Computerist.
Is so fast. You could just take an article people wrote. Drop the URL into a special engine.
Yes.
And it'll tell you if that shit's been written before.
Oh, my God.
And so you'll be able to grab plagiarists really, really quickly.
Doesn't he know this?
The five stolen paragraphs constitute the bulk of Roger Stone's argument in his post for Daily Caller. They say it's conceivably possible he accidentally included the research in his post.
No.
But it's unlikely.
Yeah. So. What's he saying? His credibility's ruined.
Although...
How's he going to recover?
Over at the... Is it the Daily News? They had that last week. Now I've forgotten his name. This is horrible. Sean something or other, maybe. But a writer who writes on pretty controversial, a lot of racial issues.
Okay.
Over at the Daily News was accused of... plagiarism, and of course the conservative racist right lost their Sean King is his name
they it lost their mind
my
huh?
head lost their fucking minds because Sean King writes about heinous racism
and
calls white people out on their bullshit right rightfully so
fuck yeah
and So they lost their mind. Oh, Sean King. We knew it. We knew it. Twitter, Facebook, just, you know, Sean King, plagiarist, plagiarist. Well, it turns out that they ended up firing an editor over at the Daily News because the editor fucked up with the software. This I read an article by the editor. And he got fired. And this editor is like, there's this CMS, this content management system software that he emailed me his article.
Right.
And it was indented with attributions.
Okay.
So he had paragraphs where he quoted other sources.
Yeah, yeah.
When it came over, when he copied and pasted it, it took out that shit.
Oh, I could see how and that he would
didn't,
happen.
He said, I didn't, you know, I was bad. And then he said, I have so much work kind of thing. He was so much work, you don't understand. So Sean King vindicated, because Sean King,
that's a fuck up,
had attributions of these paragraphs.
Sound like his software sucks.
But they're still doing damage control now, because you can't tell the conservatives the truth. They won't believe it now. I saw comments on a different board a couple days ago. This is a week ago. He's been exonerated. It's been they ran front page on the Daily News. Sean King is not a plagiarist.
But you can't. I understand that explanation, but you can't explain that to these lunatics.
All you have to say is his editor fucked screwed up.
Yeah, but
it wasn't him.
Yeah, they're not going to believe.
No, he's that Sean King. What about that N word?
Yeah.
Who hates white people.
Ooh.
BLM terrorist.
BLM.
Black Lives Matter.
Oh, okay. Jeez.
Blim. One of our trolls. I don't know. He's not really a troll. He kind of is an active participant.
Oh,
but he's a right winger on our Facebook page.
Is he a right winger? Talks about bitter clinger?
BLM all the time. And the other people on our page, the regulars, always say, the Bureau of Land Management? What does that have to do with anything?
It's hilarious.
He's one of these who's like the BLM burned down Ferguson.
Oh,
after,
my God.
After the
it was their plan,
Michael
by
Brown
the way.
Riots. Yeah. It was the BLM, which BLM didn't exist at that time. But those are, you know,
lunatics.
Facts and shit. Do you want to hear from... Do you want to hear from Jim Baker?
Fuck yeah, I do.
Jim Baker... God, you talk about a resurrection story.
Oh, yeah.
Right out of Jesus' book. I mean, he was in fucking jail, man. And
don't you think?
For fraud.
Yeah.
For defrauding people out of money. Sent to jail, back on TV, and herds of white people throwing money at him.
Don't you think this speaks to his fan base, his followers? I mean, they're dumb.
But And how evil.
It's perfect for him.
How evil is he?
Oh, he's very evil. But at least he's selling something. He's got a product.
He is. He's selling all that food.
Dehydrated food.
God, there's so much here. I've got a couple of clips from him. Here is Jim Baker.
Fuck you.
Talking about how, you know, we're fucked. ISIS and, you know, blah, 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 blah.
The only reason we need a fence on our borders.
Oh, wait. I heard this earlier, and just get ready for the wife.
Oh, okay.
It's amazing. It's hilarious.
Oh, yes. Oh, absolutely. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
That's awesome.
The only reason we need a fence on our borders is because we need to have the law and order where... So help me, I'm going to stand up.
He's like, so help me, I'm going to stand up. He's getting all riled up here.
I can't take it anymore.
No, no.
Oh, but it's true. It's so true.
Now listen.
Oh, my fucking God.
It's like a cartoon character.
It's true.
If
it's
Saturday Night Live did a sketch.
It's so true.
Is she on Xanax?
Oh,
right.
There's probably some... That
There's
medicine
some pharmaceuticals.
Oh, yeah.
Be a fun one to pillage.
White people drugs.
Oh, yes. Oh, perfect.
Crack kills, though.
Oh, hell yeah.
But white people drugs, that's fine.
It's fine.
No, no.
Oh, but it's true. It's so true.
Now, listen to me. Do you know the hell that drugs alone is causing to the United States of America?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Are you listening to me at all?
Yes, we are.
Have you had a kid on drugs?
Yes.
How many of you have had a relative die from an overdose?
No, she didn't.
Wow.
Where is the...
Not a big response from... I'm not exactly sure how many of them are still alive in the audience, but there's one imagine? Guy who's got to be 80, and he's wearing an American flag shirt.
Okay.
Just so you can imagine the crowd here.
Yeah.
Average age, and I'm really not exaggerating, has got to be 70.
No, okay.
I'm not exaggerating.
Yeah.
Biggest share of the drugs coming from Mexico. It's stupid. It's stupid. And we're like sheep being led to the slaughter.
Putting a wall up is not feasible nor sane.
Right.
Nor will it work.
You can't put a wall up.
Why shouldn't I have to take out an ID to vote? How do you control that if somebody's voting 10 times?
It doesn't exist.
It's happening.
There's no voter fraud.
It's how do you keep brown people and students from voting?
Yes,
is what it is.
Yeah.
We don't know.
Man, I've got to use an ID to practice to buy jelly beans.
He's got a nice suit on, I gotta say. I do have to
what
say he's well dressed.
What the fuck is he talking about? He's got to use an ID to buy jelly beans?
One of the arguments some of them are making is, well, in fact, McDickwad of the governor of North Carolina.
Yes.
I think just today or yesterday said something about, well, you have to, because they tried to pass some heinous shit there.
Yeah.
Really hard to get voter ID. And he said, well, I have to, if I want to go buy cough syrup, I have to show an ID.
So fucking dumb.
Because wanting to vote is the same as meth heads.
Oh, yes.
Oh, we don't know.
Meanwhile, piled up in the
he's
background.
He's doing a character. I love
there's
this
a,
character.
There's a, in the background, there's a, on one side of the stage is a big pile of, or display, I should say, of solar panels. It looks like, looks like Jim's hawking solar panels.
Jesus Christ.
Man, I've got to use an ID to practice to buy jelly beans. If you have sugar diabetes, you ought to have an ID to buy jelly beans, all right? Have we been dumbed down, John? What is going on? Forgive me. I'm at the point I don't know what to do. And we can't profile.
But this is the mindset.
Good God.
This Jim Baker mindset preceded by the moron Brian Fisher.
Yes.
You add the two of them together and this their minds can't comprehend that the world is evolving and that they're archaic, white privileged, white male dominant.
It's going away.
Christian privilege and power. They're going to have to share. They're going to have
other people at your white fucking
there's
table.
There's other people at the table.
And it's
other
a good thing. It's nice, right? It's more diverse.
But he's saying it. I can't. What? I can't understand it.
You might meet people that are different than you, and it might open your mind up a little bit, you dick.
Right.
But yet, where do those that want to kill us help me, John. You got to get me out of this mess.
There's a quote coming up that we're going to use as a drop from the wife.
Oh, really?
I maybe I'm getting too old to do this.
I almost came down there and grabbed you up, but you looked like you were rolling.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I don't know who this is. John, former, this says disgraced former FBI agent.
Oh, shit.
John Guandolo is the guest
FBI
here.
FBI agent.
His story is that, let's see.
Was he fired?
He's a conspiracy theorist.
Yes.
It leads me to a story, which then leads me to a story, which then leads me to a story.
God.
Instead of showing me the guy's background,
right,
it's
right.
Like, click here for the disgraced ex-FBI agent.
Oh, that's bullshit.
Anyway, he's some sort of a disgraced ex-FBI agent and
the
conspiracy shithead. Theorist.
Okay.
Anti-Muslim.
Buh.
He says he was forced out of the FBI after it was taken over by people with ties to the Muslim Brotherhood.
Oh, shit.
The FBI has been taken over by the Muslim Brotherhood. So this is the caliber of people. Yeah. Now this guy's on the Jim Baker show.
Okay.
This is who we're dealing with.
That's a step down.
What? you know.
This is who Jim Baker is appealing to for sanity right
this
now.
This is his celebrity endorsement.
Yeah.
What about profiling? What about all the stuff I'm talking about? We're making a mockery out of security at the borders because of what's going on with Mr. Trump. We're making a mockery out of vetting those who are refugees that are coming in. And yet, if it's a Trojan horse, do you know what a Trojan horse is?
Meanwhile, either they edit these afterwards or that fucking booth and director is on the ball, because all of a sudden a graphic popped up of the Trojan horse.
It's a
painting of the Trojan horse. It says Trojan horse.
Well, do you think
a hollow wooden statue of a horse in which the Greeks hid themselves in order to enter Troy?
Maybe he knew it was coming.
Loaded with men. The horse has already come. Is that right, John? They're here. I don't see how Christians are sitting back. It's like you're all on drugs. It's like all the church people have just taken something.
Smoked a lot of pot to dumb you down.
That's our clip.
Oh, shit.
Smoke a lot of pot.
It's like all the church people have just taken something.
Smoked a lot of pot to dumb you down. Just kind of chill.
Just kind of chill.
I think Lori was fun.
Yeah. And
sounds like Lori used to be fun.
And it sounds like Lori's on Xanax anyway.
Oh, right.
Relax.
That's the funny thing. Smoke a lot of pot, just chill. And she's on Ambien.
You have no feelings.
Smoked a lot of pot to dumb you down. Just kind of chill.
Lori knows, because she smoked a lot of pot at her when she was
Shit. Oh, shit.
Lori knows she smoked a lot of pot.
Oh, that's so funny.
She had sex with black men.
Lori knows, because she smoked a lot of pot at her when she was a girl.
You just, you know, hey.
She doesn't sound like she doesn't sound like she's that anti. She sounds like she almost misses a little.
You just, you know.
Hey.
God damn.
So there you go. Jim Baker warning.
Oh, shit.
We're all on drugs. It's like we're all on drugs. And his wife, Lori.
Oh, fuck.
The favorite part of that show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hey.
Smoke a lot of pot, get chill. Just chill.
That's so funny.
Do you want to hear Alex? You mentioned Alex Jones.
Oh, I would love to hear Alex.
I've got an Alex Jones clip.
He's the best.
In the last few minutes here of the show. Thanks for joining us here, ladies and gentlemen, on Crab Diving. We're here every goddamn weekday, 2 to 4 p.m. And don't forget, if you're going to buy shit on the internet, buy it through our Amazon hole. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Helps us out. And we get a little commission. Doesn't cost you fuck all.
Smoke a lot of pot. Yeah.
I'm just going to play this. Here is Alex Jones talking about...
What's he wearing? Nothing?
He's got a suit on. He hasn't gotten so riled up yet that he's taking his jacket off.
Okay.
He's talking about Beyonce.
Oh, shit.
You would have thought.
Oh, wait. You know what? I actually might save most of this for tomorrow.
The tease.
I might
tease
you guys, just slip the tip in, because I forgot. This is actually a super group. This is a duo. This is Alex Jones again with Pastor Manning.
Oh, shit.
Obama.
Oh, yeah. We have to play this tomorrow. And, hey, we got to wait.
Here's the opening. Here's Pastor Manning.
That he would have been able to do something over the past 7 years to increase a lower the employment, the unemployment of blacks. But Alex, here's some facts. Prison population has increased under Obama.
Listen to how he's trying to sound sane talking about like regular policy issues. This is the guy who thinks they put cum in the Starbucks.
Oh my God, I forgot about that story.
This is the guy who puts on his soon to be former Atla church in Harlem, puts stuff about sodomites and homosexuals burning in hell.
Why was Starbucks injecting semen into the lattes? Why? What was the purpose?
I don't remember exactly.
I mean, that's nuts.
Exactly why the jizz was put into the special lattes.
Who knows?
Or whatever. I don't remember the exact reasoning that he came up with. Right. But I apologize, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to tease that. We're going to leave a little cliffhanger for Alex Jones.
That's good radio.
Interviewing Pastor Manning.
That's great internet radio.
That's great internet radio.
Absolutely.
And in fact, we have great internet radio.
Yes.
Like I said.
Great. Go smoke pot.
Yeah, chill. God,
she is insane.
Every 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, we're here 5 to 7 out on the Eastern Coast live. Reruns at 5 p.m., 8 p.m. Pacific, and then throughout the night on Crab Diving.
iTunes, Stitcher.
The network, yeah. Don't forget to download us. If you leave a review, leave a good review at iTunes or Stitcher. Ryan's going to be doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where. Find out when. Go to his Twitter stream, at Radar Comedy. Go to his website, RadarComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter, at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
And like I said, back tomorrow. Yeah, smoke the pot. Just chill.
It's so funny.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving and on Twitter and Instagram at